On this morning's Press Pass, we continue the conversation about Buffalo Police with Daniela Porat of Investigative Post. Her reporting is raising valid concerns over how the department handles citizen complaints alleging police misconduct. Those cases typically go to the police and the Internal Affairs Department.
What's lacking is a civilian review of those internal affairs investigations.
Okay, now is there any kind of panel or group that is charged or has some sort of legal oversight of the police?
There are two, and they don't really do what they have the power to do. So the first one is the Commission on Citizens' Rights and Community Relations. That commission was charged with a broad mission of encouraging diversity and improved community relations with the police, but they also actually have really strong powers when it comes to overseeing police misconduct, including subpoena power. So in effect, the commission could, you know, take in a complaint of alleged police misconduct. Internal Affairs will do its own review of that complaint, and then if the commission is unsatisfied or wants more information regarding the internal affairs investigation, they can subpoena for it even. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, how come we don't hear much about the Commission on Citizen Rights and Community Relations?
There are a lot of vacant seats, so that's one issue.
Who appoints those seats?
The mayor.
Okay.
So they're in the process of filling those vacant seats. The commission also hasn't released an annual report since 2008-2009.
In addition, there is the Common Council's Police Oversight Committee. However, committee members have told Daniela Porat that they see themselves as having only an advisory role when it comes to department policy and procedure.
I looked at over 800 internal affairs investigations over a 2.5-year period. Some of them were not completed, so I don't know what the outcomes of those investigations were, and I was giving very limited information. But of the, I believe it's 62 completed investigations into excessive use of force cases, so that to me is kind of the most severe public complaint someone would have, only in 4 cases were those complaints found to be sustained, or the officer received some kind of punishment. So I think people don't really trust the integrity of that process and are therefore less willing to not only engage with the police when they want to file a complaint of misconduct, but they're also less willing to engage with the police in helping the police fulfill its mission.
How is that important? Why would that be important to have the citizens want to be further engaged with police?
Look at the low homicide rate, the low homicide clearance rate, excuse me, of the Buffalo Police Department. I've spoken to a lot of detectives across the country about solving shootings and solving homicides when gang violence is involved. And more often than not, they can only clear the case when a member of the community comes forward and says who did the crime. And in this case, when you have a police department that does not have the trust of the community, why would anyone come forward to help the police?
I suppose a response, typical response would be, well, this is the way we do it in Buffalo. It's worked. This isn't Ferguson, Missouri. This isn't Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm really disturbed when I hear that from city officials, like everything's okay because
we haven't
had it. So
that kind of response isn't unusual from what you've been.
Oh, no. It seems like everyone's gotten, you know, bullet points to say that because I've literally heard that from every person that I've spoken to. Well, we're not Ferguson. We haven't had a Ferguson, so everything is okay. But from the number of lawsuits that I've read of the Buffalo Police Department, from my review of internal affairs documents, review of civilian complaints to the commission, police misconduct happens. And we don't have to reach a fever pitch to change things. We haven't had a shooting of an unarmed African American, but we've had a lot of other things that should be addressed.
Daniela Porat of Investigative Post, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much.